Unit 6.
Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
Oh, no problem.
Thank you. Number one, do you know the name of the accent and variety you usually speak?
I do. I speak with what's called a Pacific Northwest accent,
mm-hmm.
although part of my family is from Arkansas, so there's a little bit of the Arkansas variety mixed in as well.
I see. So Pacific Northwest and a bit of Arkansas. Mm. Number two, do any of your friends or family members speak a different variety?
Oh, absolutely. I have a lot of international friends, so I'm used to hearing accents and varieties from around the world. And again, my father's family is from Arkansas, so I'm used to hearing a little bit of that as well.
I see. And number three, which accents or varieties do you like?
I like a lot of different accents in English. I especially find fascinating Persian accents in mm-hmm. English. I spent a lot of time in the Middle East, so I'm used to hearing Arabic accents. And I like a lot of Irish and British Isles accents as well.
So Persian and also Irish and accents from the British Isles. Do you dislike any?
I do. There are some that I dislike, and I blame Hollywood for a lot of this. But I find that I really dislike a lot of accents from the Northeast of America. Particularly, mm-hmm. I dislike New Jersey accents.
New Jersey, okay. And number four, do you know any accents or varieties in English?
I do, but I'm not good at speaking with them. But I recognize them when I hear them.
Okay, okay. And number five, do you think foreign language learners need to know accents and varieties? Why?
I do. I think because English is used as a language of international communication and there are speakers from all over the world, it's important for everyone to get used to hearing different accents, different varieties, especially from varieties that have a large number of speakers.
I see. So it's good to have a large variety. Right. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.